Oh, fuck. What did I eat?
We've come a long way from LV426. Not paying the rent in the San Diego mix. But Charles and Jesse, the alien who burst from his chest. It's Charles and Jesse.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Charles. Can I have some of that coffee?
Do they even drink coffee on your planet?
I don't know where I'm from. I only burst out of your chest on Sunday, which I still feel bad about.
Oh, it's all right. I just reapplied the bandage, actually. And I think I'm ready to go back to work today. Coffee. You bleed acid, you can handle it?
Did you know I've read all your books, watched all your movies, and taught myself how to control biological murder instincts?
That's a lot in 4 days. Well, have you thought about applying that extraordinary learning curve into getting a job?
Sure. If you know anyone who's hiring a 7-foot-tall velociraptor with a penis-shaped head that has 2 sets of teeth and no eyes, and what am I supposed to do about not getting kidnapped by the government?
Hey, that's not my problem.
I don't want to get a job, Charles. I like your apartment. I'm getting into Elliott Smith. I got Twitter now. I'm good.
Hey, we all gotta do our part. And extra laundry and food aren't cheap these days. I'll get you a mask and a wig, and we can tuck your tail up into a trench coat situation.
Ugh, I'd rather be abducted by the government.
Oh, yeah? You want to get prodded and anal probed?
Oh, God, anal probed.
Anal probed, anal probed, anal probed, anal probed.
Okay, well, you have a good afternoon, sir. Take care now. You know, Dana, there are some customers who I'd love to sink my teeth right into their foreheads.
Oh, I know what you mean, Chels. Speaking of sinking your teeth in, I saw Greg from accounting checking you out this morning.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You should ask him out. You're a rising star here. It's like you have acid for blood.
I mean, what? What do you mean?
It's just a saying we have in the call center, like, nerves of steel.
I knew that. Awesome. I almost shot blood from my asshole. Hello, Greg.
Hey, ladies.
All right, Chels, I'm on another call. Yay.
All right, well, you guys take it easy.
Bye, Greg. Check my emails here and...
This is a transmission from your homeworld, LV-426. You have been biologically engineered to infiltrate. On the day of reckoning, you will be returned to us with what you have gathered. Transmission ended.
Holy shit. Should I tell Charles? He'd freak right out. But I hate secrets. What am I gonna do?
I've been so worried about you, brother. I haven't seen you at work since my party here. What happened?
Yeah, I've been meaning to tell you.
I know that look, Charles. You hate secrets. Lay it on me, man.
So that giant black egg you had here at the party last weekend, where the f*** did you get that?
Ah, shit. Look, some buddies and I found it on a hike, thought it looked awesome. I'm so sorry that it spat a grabby thing on your face when you looked at it, man. I had no idea it would do that.
Yeah, I know, and you tried to get it off, but it might have choked me to death. Well, thanks for getting me home.
Of course. So, what happened after?
This stays between us, Dave.
100%, Chuck.
So the grabby thing put a tube down my throat, which impregnated me with a little alien, and burst out of my chest. I wake up again in a daze, put a band-aid on the hole. The alien had grown to 7 feet tall, learned how to speak English, identifies as female. We call her Chesty. I think we're roommates now, and now she has a job working at a call center wearing a human disguise. For real, though.
Oh, you kill me, Charles!
Hey, how's Dave?
Great. How was your first week at the call center?
Oh, it was great.
What?
Nothing.
Chesty, you can tell me anything.
I know you hate keeping secrets. It's just, I can't say.
Look, you don't have to tell me right now, Chesty, but look, I'm really proud of you for getting this job. It's like we rose to that challenge together. And I want you to know I'm here for you whenever you're ready.
Really?
Shit, yeah. I think when you burst out of my chest, you didn't just almost kill me. You showed me my own heart.
Asshole. What would you do if my alien homeworld peeps came here and started killing people?
Hey, that's not my problem.